Thank you, Holy Spirit. I really love it when the shepherd's rod gets around my life. I get so blasted hot. And anyway, it's all good. Praise the Lord. So you might think it's 19 degrees. I think it's about 45 at the moment. Hallelujah. Kind of want to pick up some of where we left off last session, just so that I can frame where we need to go, and I'll just get my handwritten notes out here for a minute. Without our body, I want to frame this again for you. Without our body, we will not govern creation in the physical form. We will govern out of a spiritual realm. If we don't have a body, we'll govern out of a spiritual realm and be positioned to be able to facilitate government, but you won't have interaction with it. Only those that have their body will have interaction with the physical world. Let me put my glasses on here. Can't see a blaster thing. The soul is not sinful, but has been trained to become so by your body, using it to mediate its power. Now, I have found that the thing that God is really wanting us to get to grips with is our ability to create. Probably tonight I'll start talking about the Bench of 70 and some of the stuff I've had encounter with in 2057. But I think that it's true. We're still here. And so for us to get to grips with some of this stuff, you've got to understand who you are. If we don't understand who you are and what God has given us, then you will carry on trying to achieve something that has the appearance of being unachievable, and trying to get to grips with the normal presentation of Christianity for us. I am done with normal Christianity. People say, "Are you a Christian?" And I go, "No, no, I'm not. I'm a son." I'm a son. Because if I'm a son, then I'm not a servant anymore. But I'm a legislator of my Father's kingdom. And so, don't worry about it. It's just me, dude, on whatever. It's all, hallelujah. It's all their fault. That's really, it's the problem. Shine, you know, sun, moon, it's all good. S-O-N, moon, it's all good. And so, most of you missed that, and it's typical English. And so, but anyway, so we got to understand who we are. And the only way you can really understand who we are is to go back to the origins of what we were designed to do and get an idea of what God has given us to be able to facilitate in this world and into creation. The Bible says this, that by his words, the worlds were framed. Right? So if we were to take a plant, a tree outside, and you were to light it and set it on fire, the atoms would still be in the atmosphere. Because atoms are eternal. Wow. Okay, atoms are the building block that is framed into something that then has an appearance. Okay, so atoms are there. So the same way as you can go, you know, in the name of Jesus, eyeball, and there's an eyeball on someone's head that wasn't there before. It's atoms that are appearing in a framework that you have testified to. Okay, so if we burn a tree, so if a tree's burnt outside, the atoms are now, with all the other atoms floating around over the face of the earth. They just get all mixed into creation. Okay, the most amazing thing with this stuff is that if you were to take all the electron space out from the atoms, you could take all that's on the earth and confine it to about a size of a soccer ball. quantum physically. Yeah. We've said this over and over and over. Quantum physically, you're 99.9% empty space, and so is everything else around you. All that's happened is it's framed into a structure that the atoms have an appearance in because of the measuring of photons. Photons are particles of light, created light, not creative light. And so for us to understand how God did this, we've got to get a grips with what happened at the beginning. Because most of us don't ever believe we're going to be like God. We will only be able to be like him when we are so intrinsically woven into him. You won't be like him outside of him. Okay, so we are all going to be gods, but actually it's going to be, the Bible says that, do you not know that you're all gods? Paul was actually trying to address this issue. You will not be that outside of him. I call it godhoodness. Full godhoodness. You will not be and bear the full image of godhoodness outside of him. It'll all be in him, through him, by him, from him, to him. It'll all be involved in the fullness of that measure. However, you will also have the same abilities. Okay, so let's talk about how God made Adam. So, and some of you heard me teach on this, so I'm not going to go over the whole thing again. So, God frames Adam out of the dust of the earth, so the dust was not dirt, as we've been taught, outside the chaotic junk that's now sitting on the surface of the earth, because in that day, the only thing that watered the face of the earth was the glory of the rivers of God that poured out on the face of the earth. So, when God framed Adam out of the residue of the glory, which was called gold, right? So, God made Adam out of the gold dust of his glory. Okay, so he framed him in a physical form, and then it says that God breathed into him his spirit, and he became a living being, right? So when God breathed into Adam, this is how God did it. God took Adam's head back, put his chin up, extended his chin, blocked his nose, opened his mouth a bit, and went, don't think so. Okay. So for us to get to grips with how God made Adam, we've got to get to the origins of what the Hebrew people believe and understand what they understood in our day, because unless you understand that, you understand what God made when he made Adam. And so the Hebrew people believe this, that God is breath. Okay, he's lots of things, but one of them to the Hebrew people is that he's breath. And so when God framed this being out of the physical element, God took himself, who is breath, and went into Adam. Right? Does God need to breathe to live? No. So when our body is in a resurrected state, do we need to breathe to live? No, you don't need to breathe. Yeah, I know what you're meaning. It's all good. So what happened was Adam went, God entered into him the fullness of the measure of who he is and was and is to be. And when Adam went, God came out and saw a complete reflection of himself. Right? If God made a complete reflection of himself, then you better believe that God gave the same abilities he had to Adam. Okay? So God framed Adam in his breath. Adam did the same thing. Let's have a read of a scripture here. How come it turned to way back there? And the Lord God, I'm not going to tell you where it is, so you can just listen to, because my Bible's as good as your one. And the Lord God said, it is not good that a man should dwell alone, but I will make him a helpmeet. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field. Excuse me, God's trying to make a helpmeet for man, and he forms all the beasts out of the field. Right. Okay, whatever. And so, and the Lord God formed every beast of the field, every fowl of the air, and brought them to Adam. By the way, he's already, this is second creation stuff here, by the way. First creation already made it all, then the dead get the CD, and so it'll be on the website shortly. And so, yeah, it will be. I taught it first and second creation again in Scotland. And so it says this, and out of the ground, the Lord God called all every fowl of the air and brought them to Adam, Aleph, Dalet, Mem, to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was its name. Okay? So in our Greek mindset, we go, oh, Adam stood there and went, I think I will call you hippopotamus. Because that's what we think, right? To understand the truth about the ability God gives to Adam is to understand what God did when God looked at Adam. Because for the true life of the testimony of the being to be fully revealed, the truth of that testimony must be fully revealed and seen so you can frame it. Wow. So when God spoke and gave his life to Adam, God saw the intrinsicness of the fullness of the measure of Adam and spoke that into existence. The same way as our cell phones need to be turned. Sorry. And so, it's off. It's just ringing. That's all right. It's alarm. Hallelujah. Good girl. Glory to Jesus. And so, I really find it's a good thing. Now you're really hot, eh? Hallelujah. And so you're getting hot. It's not a hot flash anymore. It's a glory flash. No, it's a cell phone flash. Anyway, and so what God did with Adam was God saw the fullness of the measure of his heart's desire to frame him into that. And so when he named him Adam and Frame gave him his breath, God caused the full measure of the framework of who Adam would be to come into being. And God has now given that same ability to Adam. So God now forms out of the dust of the earth. These things were not living. All they had was a shape. Because it says God formed them out of the earth. Right? And he brought them to Adam. Why? Because Adam was going to go, hippo. Your breath is the ability to frame the truth of the testimony of the intrinsic life of that being and bring it to reality. Okay, so God gave that to Adam. So now God brings to Adam all the animals and Adam's busy giving them life, naming them and framing them. Okay, the Hebrews call something the pinnatel yid, which is the ever-burning flame inside of them, which is actually the testimony of that being's life. So Adam could see, even though there was no life there, Adam could see life where there was no life because he was fully God, fully man. So only when you're fully God, fully man, can you see life where there is no life, because you can frame life into existence. You can frame life into existence, and you frame life into existence by breath. And on breath is sound. The vibration of your voice frames life into existence. Right? So Adam's now named, hallelujah. And so Adam has now named all the animals, and all the animals are on the face of the earth. Do you think that the animals knew who Adam was? I would think so. Because Adam knew who God was. Whatever you create knows who you are. Right? So Adam was given dominion over all of these things. Why? Because he had framed them into existence. Whatever you frame into existence, you have dominion over. How deep do we go? Yeah. Shall we go a little deeper? And Adam gave names to all the cattle and to the fowl and the air and every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused Adam to sleep, to go into a deep sleep. Isn't it amazing how, you know, Abraham went into a deep sleep and God encountered him? Because deep actually means darkness. Wow. Adam went into a dark sleep. Darkness that's not corrupt. We'll do that next session. Because you've got to get to know this stuff. And a deep sleep fell upon him, Adam, and he slept, which is what happens when you're in a deep sleep. And he took one of his ribs, and actually that's a real wrong interpretation there, because it's actually Adam, God took part of these organs, which is the life of his testimony, which would have been actually part of his heart and his inner being. Wow. Which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto him. And Adam, I want you to see this, said, "This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, and she shall be called woman." Who do you think gave her life to live with? Adam. Adam framed her woman. He framed her in his own image to be a complete complementary being to himself. God formed her and Adam framed her. It's in your Bible, like it's there, it's written right there. So how many of you have read it and not seen that? You should all be putting up your hands because most of your eyes are now crossing and twitching. I've read that. That's not in my Bible. Show me the scripture. Well, it's there. But how come I've never seen it before? Actually, it's because these things have been reserved for our day. That's why you haven't seen it before. So Adam frames this testimony of this being by seeing the full flame of the life and calling that flame into existence. And by so doing, frames her and gives her his life to be able to live with. See? So we now come into modern day marriages and you have that Nephilimic religious controlling demon that says, "Woman, you submit to me." Demons. Because there is another scripture that goes just before that. And it says this: "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church, gave himself and died for her." Sorry, is that being twixed out of your Bible? You know what twixt is? Twix? Tippex. Sorry. Tippex. And there I go again. Tippex. It's been tippexed out of your Bible. In my country, we just call it white pen. It's a little bit easier. See, our big problem is we don't understand the full measure of the union between a man and a woman because we haven't understood that the framework was by his breath. Adam literally gave his life for Eve. Because what was in him? went into her. And she went, and then Adam was looking at a complete complementary being to himself, framed by his own breath. And it was Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Complementary means you don't look the same. Just in case you didn't understand that part. Okay, so we now come to a situation here in our modern day where we now breathe to live. Okay, so we take oxygen into our body, into our lungs through osmosis, and then gets into our blood, goes through the aorta of our heart, straight through the external part of the omniotic through, and through osmosis empowers our brain to begin to live, okay, and then goes to the rest of your body and helps your body regenerate. So you breathe to live instead of living to breathe. The reason I'm living is to breathe. Why do I breathe? Why? To frame existence. If the word says by his words the worlds were framed, then we've got to realize the reason we speak is to frame stuff. Yep. So let's talk about words for a bit here. Actually, the English language is one of the most perverted languages in the face of the earth because it's 180 degrees phonetically, mathematically, and frequency, totally opposite to the Hebrew language designed by the Illuminati, so that when you actually speak English, it actually creates complete corruption, anarchy, and a wrong frequency in your DNA, so you don't understand why you're in such a mess, mostly because you speak in English. And the weirdest thing about English was there was no J in the English language till 400 years ago, also instigated by the Illuminati, so even the name of Jesus is kind of a bit different. Anyway, I just thought you might like to know that. And so the reason we speak is to create what? What is spoken words? Sorry, was that all right? You see, everybody's now freaked out.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah. And So the reason we speak, the function of speaking is vibration. You know, so we get taught, A is A, what does A mean? I don't know, because it means nothing. That's why the English language means nothing. It means nothing. Unless it's framed with something else. And only then do we believe it? Because that's what we're told it is. We used to do some stuff with our kids. I know it was really naughty, but you know, you have an orange and a banana, and you go banana for the orange and orange for the banana, and then eventually they ask for a banana, and you give them a proper banana because you framed it with that word, and you testify to it, so you believe what your parents believe because they framed it in that, and they told you what it was, and then through the frequency of vibration of the record of the memory you now have inside the water of your body, your brain is now cognizantly engaged it, so you have a memory in your DNA inside the synapses of your brain that says banana because that's what you were told because of the frequency that's now registering with what you're seeing, so you now go banana. So what we do is we'd present an orange to my child and they'll go banana, and you present them with a banana, they'll go no, orange, and say no, honey, we taught you wrong, this is an orange, and they'll go okay, can you see how ridiculously we get framed in stuff by the record of what someone else has taught us that's not true? Yes. So you're going to church. You are now going to live a motivational life. And you have the 25 points or the 3 points each. It takes 25 years to get through those 25 points. And then when you do the 25 points, you still have 3 more steps left because I didn't tell you about the other 3 steps after the 25 points, with each step having 3 steps each. And when you get to the end of that, nothing else has worked because actually it got nothing to do with the kingdom. All you've done is you learned a system, and systems replace relationship. Do you realize that before the Tower of Babel, there was no spoken language? because we were, and they were. It says this, let us come together to make a name for ourselves in heaven. And God goes, nah, don't think so, confused. It says that they all went around seeking those who spoke the same language. Because finally there was vibration coming out, not just emanating out. Do you realize that scientists will quantitatively say today that the human spoken language is in your DNA and that's why you speak it? So when you speak multilingual and you have lots of languages and you can speak them, because all of their DNA is triggered inside your body and that's actually already in your body, that's why you can speak it. You've just trained it to be revealed. Yeah, this is, scientists will tell you this stuff. I'm not, this is not some big, you know, mystery. And so, although it is. And so, what happened there was it went from verbal, from emanation, to verbiage. Where instead of it emanating out of desire, it became a spoken thing out of your mouth. Because whatsoever man desires, let him ask and pray and he'll receive. Why? Because actually your desires put the framework and the ability to call truth into life. Desires put the framework to call truth into life. Desires put the framework to call truth into life. So Adam put the framework to call the truth into life. Right? It's on the breath. It's all good. And so it's on the breath. Now, can you imagine Adam standing in front of Eve? Woman. No, anyway. I do imagine these things, just wonder what they, what anyway, let's just not go there. And so, stop digging a hole for yourself, Ian. And so, the ability for the framework of our testimony must be expressed with breath. So the reason you're supposed to breathe is to bring a testimony of a framework into existence. So what we do is we have settled for the gifts of miracles and the gifts of signs and wonders, because it is lesser than the necessity, and it does not require the necessity for you to actually frame it with breath. So what happens is we go, I want the gift, instead of I want the breath. And we settle for the lesser. And so when someone has the gifts of working of miracles and signs and wonders, we go, wow, let's go and seize it. And we get around and it's like, yeah. But you realize actually they don't need an intimate relationship to function with the gifts. They don't need a pure life to function with the gifts. They don't even need to have a transformed life to function with the gifts. It's a gift. So when once God gives them to a man, which has given us all those gifts, you can function in them with, and God will not take them away, even though your life is in a complete mess. Lesser. Gifts are lesser. They get the gifts, keep you earthbound. Because it's, yeah, it's on the earth. I'd rather have something that's in heaven and forget what's on the earth, because I can make what's on the earth. Than to use a gift to create. I'd rather make it. Are you guys getting this? And so, man, how have I been talking for 40 minutes? Anyway, and so, God is giving us the ability
through breathing to have a framework for the testimony of being able to produce life out of nothing. Okay, if all the worlds were framed by his voice, then out of our life there needs to be an emanating voice. Okay, so the first thing it's going to frame is your own body. That's what I'm trying to talk about, your body being so important to God, because the first thing that the voice inside of you is going to frame is your body outside of the physical environment you've been born with. God's going to frame it completely differently. And you will testify to it. Why? Because you'll be going, oh, look, there's a being that wasn't seen before. It's a complete new bird. Sorry. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to make a complete new tree. It was just in my heart, and when the breath came out, it materialized. Are you guys starting to get this?
Yeah.
See, it's important you understand why you breathe. Anybody ever try to talk without breathing? There's no vibration. Vibration is the key. Because your heart also vibrates. Do you realize that your heart emanates a cloud of vibration around you about 12 or 15 feet? That's why when somebody comes around your life and your life is full of rubbish, especially if it's unclean stuff, a woman will go, ooh, I don't like that. Even though you might have a nice outside. It's because what's inside of you is vibrating out into that cloud. Do you realize that the radius that vibrates out of your brain is about 5 or 6 inches? Because the Bible says very clearly, a man thinks in his heart. So you are creating around you the environment you live in by what's coming out of your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. New earth. As a man thinks in his heart, so he is. Imagine being able to think something into existence that has never been seen before. Out of the framework of desire, seeing the fullness of what can be, you go, and it appears. Welcome to 2057. God is looking for a group of people that are going, I don't understand it all because I don't have a grid for it, but I want it.
Yeah.
If Adam was able to frame everything by knowing the life power of it, then we should be doing no less. So the only way you're going to know a life power of something is to be where God is. Which means you've got to dwell with him and you've got to be with him and you've got to spend time with him so you get to know who God is, not just about him. So when you get to know who God is, then you can understand the value of who you really are. God so loved you that he sent his son to die for you. Why? So that you could come into life and have life in full abundance. And it doesn't mean you're being the richest giganeer on the face of the earth, although it may do. It doesn't mean to say you're going to own the moon, although you may do. It's hollow anyway, and so it's like a ball. And so part of our biggest issue then is what is God asking you to do with your own personal life? When you understand your reason you breathe is to live. No, it's to create life. The reason we breathe is to create life, to framework the truth into existence. I can remember kind of being at the edge of, you know, what we call creation or whatever it is, and trying to get to grips with how God creates and how the emanation of who he is and the desire of his life to continually create and the swirl and whirlwinds of God out of his desire, the framework of that testimony is just a continuation of what started at the beginning. Trying to get to grips with that I am part of that, because if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And if I'm in God and you're in God, then we're all in God. And so whoever God is, we can be in God doing what God's doing and then be able to do what God does, because we're still all in him and everything we do must come from him and to and from him. So it emanates out of who he is anyway. And so we engage this testimony. I can remember being there and just sort of starting to create stuff. And I was like, I didn't even have to say, oh, I create a son over here. And again, because it came out of the desire that framed the thing into existence. I do a teaching on it, actually. And so I found that by being there, I got some appreciation for the responsibility. Because though it's all great to talk about creating stuff, but whatever you create, you are totally responsible for it. And if it messes up, you've got to go in and redeem it. That's why Christ was slain before the foundation of the world, because he was responsible for the framework of it. And because it messed up, he had to go into it to be able to redeem it from the inside out, the same way as God has come into us, to be able to redeem us from the inside out. When Adam, before Adam sinned, his spirit man was on the outside of his physical form. His soul was the mediator of the desire of his spirit. The only reason he had a body was so he could interact with the physical world that God had created. Adam still had his body. And still does have his body. Because the first Adam and then the second Adam. So the second Adam had given us an opportunity to have our body as well. So I'm going back to the same thing. I'm harping on, your body's valuable. God wants it, even if you don't. So what God wants us to understand is he has given us the ability to create life. The reason I live is to give life. The reason I breathe is to frame life into existence. That's the only reason we live, is to be able to impart life. And so the church has taken it down to a fine art now. We'll line you up in front of church and go, shani bani, shani bani, shani bani, shani bani, shani bani, shani bani, shani bani. And on Monday it's all gone because it comes as quick as it goes. Unless you're framed in it already. When they go, shani bani, it rests on you and you engage it and it becomes paid love. Why? Because they're framing you in their testimony. But for us to empower someone else to frame us in their testimony, you've got to get to know who they are. So if God wants to frame us in his testimony, we've got to get to know who he is. Not just this ultimate power source that sits in heaven somewhere. Hallelujah. So where were we? Framing, breath, life. Okay, the reason we breathe, it's amazing how when somebody's dead, they don't breathe. And we can actually give them mouth-to-mouth resuscitation and bring them back to life. Have you ever wondered? Like, I mean, isn't that just trying to tell you something? You know, and they start breathing again. It's like, yeah, I've given them my life. Actually, you have. You have given them your life and you've framed them back into life by giving them your breath. I don't recommend you go around sharing your breath with everybody, but I just, you know, whatever. And so, but do you realize that the kissing does that? That's why David says, kiss me with the kisses of your mouth. And Psalm of Solomon, kiss me. Do you think it's No, no. Actually, what it is, it's about sharing life. Everything is about sharing life. So the question I ask is, who have you shared your life with? No, not really. But you should be asking those kind of questions, because I want everything I've given away that shouldn't be with my wife brought back to me. Hallelujah, Father. Okay. Our soul, which is the mediator of the desire of our spirit man, is the interfacer of the testimony of the desire of who we are in the spirit world to create in the natural world. If your soul is messed up, you will not be able to create in this life here. You'll be using a gift. I want the ability to create life. I want the ability to frame stuff up and to be able to produce life. In the millennial reign, we will never have to physically ever build anything ever again. You will not have to ever go and physically build something. It'll actually be framed out of desire with the life being called into testament, and it'll form because it's already all here. And imagine if God's calling us to do some weird stuff and we're going to do it. We are going to do it. God is giving to the earth the ability of the sons of God to frame life into existence again. And so it's all good. It's all good. Hallelujah, Jesus. So those people with their eyes closed, you now got your eyes open. Hallelujah. You're sleeping and listening. And so, anyway, and so I know that when God does this thing, it's going to be weird. But we've got to start to believe. So some key things that will help you unlock. The first one is you've actually got to start believing. Do you realize that most Christians don't believe? They really don't. You know, I believe. I love it in America. Yeah, brother, I believe. Well, actually, most of us don't believe because most of the stuff I've said, you have no grid for, because actually you really don't believe. You can only believe what you know is true. And what you know is true only comes out of knowing the truth. Not everything that people have said to you is the truth. Just like Eve bit an apple. No, it was in the ark for 40 days, 40 nights. I mean, things like that. None of that's true. It's in your Bible. I can remember having an argument with someone one day. Can you show me where you believe Eve bit an apple? Yes, I do. Can you show me that in the Bible? Well, no, it doesn't actually say that. Pardon? But you just said it was true. It's because you learnt by what someone else taught you. Can you please show me the Bible where it says Noah was in the ark for 40 days and 40 nights? Well, yeah, well, it says it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. Uh-huh. But it doesn't say it was in the ark. See, the stuff we believe that we've been framed in, that's not true. And so you've got to undo the rubbish to be able to be framed in the right way. Once you're framed in the right way, you can then create in the right way. Otherwise, you frame in chaos, you create in chaos, you will only create chaos. You've got to be out of this world and in his world trying to get back into this one. I'm not a believer trying to get in heaven. I'm in heaven trying to get back into the earth. Yes. Amen? Yes. Praise the Lord. Let's stand on our feet. I've been talking for an hour. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If God breathed into Adam, then the breath of God is in the eternal world, and we have the capacity to engage that as a testimony. And so what I would love us to do is to engage it. So the only way I found to do this is to go the other side of the veil. That's why he tore it. And so by faith, I love you to close your eyes. Father, we thank you for your life and your testimony. Father, thank you that you breathed into Adam and he became a living being. And that, Father, you have given us the same capacity to receive the same measure of life that Adam received. And so, Father, by faith today, we enter in through the veil. We just come in. We enter in through the veil by faith. If you can take a small step forward. Father, we just enter into that realm. Father, we stand here today with our body in the realm of your presence. Father, as we stand here today, we ask you to take your mouth and breathe upon us again, Father, as you did upon Adam. Lord, that you would frame us and reframe us into the truth of who we really are. Father, in this realm, we breathe in your presence. I want you to take a long, slow, deep breath. Father, we breathe in the breath of your presence by faith. We receive it from you today, Lord. Father, we receive your breath. Hallelujah. Shadete. Take another deep one. Father, we breathe in the testimony of the life of your kingdom. And we receive it from you today, Father. Father, into the marrow of my bones, let the breath of God blow. Into this core center of my DNA, let the life of heaven begin to engage with my blood. So instead of oxygen, I have the glory attached to my blood. Father, I breathe in the realm of your presence. Father, I receive this from you today. I receive your breath, Father. Now, Father, I bring this into this world. I carry with me out of heaven, because that is, as it is written in your word, only he that comes out of heaven can bring life to the earth. Father, I bring out of heaven this life into my physical form here in the face of the earth. Lord, I breathe into my blood, into my bones, into my DNA, the life of God. Allow my spirit man, I just want you to exhale slowly. Father, I just... into my body, into the DNA, into the record of my blood, the testimony of heaven. Father, I exhale the testimony of heaven into my physical form. Lord, into this world around me, I release heaven, Father. The realm of heaven would surround me, Lord, here on the earth that had been encapsulated in your glory, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I do this as often as I can. When I have a mundane thought and I don't have to be thinking about doing some stuff, I draw into the realm of the presence of God and I gauge the supply and I breathe it in, and then I enter, engage into this world. I bring it down out of heaven and engage with this world and I release it into my body. Hallelujah. I want that. Now, let me just say something here. If you don't want it, I will have your peace, because I want the cake and also your peace to eat it as well. Hallelujah.
The nations with the fierceness and the wrath.